about ready to kill him. Had no friends and nowhere to go. May all of you who deserve it be blessed every day of the year.
And to those of you who don't deserve it, this letter's not for you.
Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hi, Deontay.
Hi, Shannon.
Thank you so much for not being too late today.
It's been a busy, busy, I know it's early May, but it's already been a really busy month.
No, I was reading on Facebook that everybody says that May is time to wind down for teachers, but it's really the most chaotic time of the year for them.
It is.
Because there's testing and getting everything finished up, and there's a lot.
It's a madhouse, I think, for everyone. Just May is the worst because you're ready to just be done with everything.
But you can't.
You can't. Whether you're a teacher or a parent or a student, you have, you know, you've star testing, you have end of year finals, you have teacher appreciation.
All of the things.
All of the things.
Yeah.
Field day, field trips. It's just, it's all of May is just nonstop. And as a parent, I know the teachers are over it, but as a parent, I'm like, I don't want to sign anything. I don't care if you've read anything. I don't care if you've done your homework. Okay. I'm over all of it.
You've given up.
Pretty much.
That's fine. I think you're allowed to do that at a certain point in the year, at least while your kids are still pretty young.
Yeah.
When they're older, you can't really do that.
Right.
So do it while you can.
But also when they're older, it's on them.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, it's not my responsibility to study for your algebra test. So.
But it would be super awesome if you would, right?
No such luck.
So I'm the idiot that does those, you know, when somebody posts on Facebook, like, a simple-ish math problem that you're supposed to be able to get if you have any common sense, and I never get them. Mm-hmm. I never get them right. And it's scary to think how much, I guess, I never knew or I've forgotten because I never get a stupid picture problem from Facebook right.
I think a lot of it is just things you've forgotten because you don't use it every day.
No.
You don't. I remember a lot of that stuff because I really enjoyed math. It wasn't always my best subject, but it was the subject I liked the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so I retain a lot of that.
Okay. Well, I'm an English person.
Mm.
I loved writing and not so much reading. It made me sleepy, but I loved writing. So I did really well in English, as you can probably tell by all the skills that you witness
Absolutely.
By me all the time.
Absolutely.
It is May and it's hot.
Already.
It's already. We're in Texas, in Dallas, and it's already 90 degrees here.
Yep.
Which is crazy. And it's the worst possible time to be having air conditioning drama.
Oh, no.
But I've got lots of it. Deontay, I have requested maintenance 5 times, maybe 6. 6 times in 8 days. And they still have not gotten my air conditioner fixed.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, listen, here's what happened, allegedly. So the first request was not this past Saturday, but the one before.
Mm-hmm.
And this old guy comes, and I guess he charged it up. And he comes up to my apartment and tells me, well, I just put the last of a $750 can of whatever in your unit, and hopefully it works. But if not, well, anyway, it didn't work. And he actually overcharged my unit. So
he did it,
which made it even harder for my AC to get cool. And so it's been running constantly for the past week because I can set it at like 74 and it'll just stop cooling at 75.
Oh, no.
And so I've been putting it in writing too.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that to show. But 6 times in 8 days. And I looked at my weekly electric
usage analysis.
It's almost double
what it
was the week before. So I'm going to take that into the leasing office today again, except this time I'll have a visual to present and just say, look, at some point it is an emergency because it's too hot here. So they're letting a maintenance emergency just go to crap or putting a Band-Aid on it to make the unit cool long enough to say they did it.
Not to mention then, what it's costing you with your electric bill.
I know. It's insane. It's insane. So I'm not happy.
No.
Not at all. And I live on the third floor. There's no elevators or anything. So I walk that trip every day. And so by the time I get upstairs after 90 degree heat, I'm hot. So it really sucks when I walk in and my apartment's just as warm as it is outside.
Oh, that is the worst.
Yeah, it sucks.
We just replaced our two air conditioning units.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, so expensive. And so my husband, if we ever get divorced, I'm going to check the there's going to be a new box that says irreconcilable house temperatures.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Because we are constantly going at it. So last, I guess, September-ish, our AC started going out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot, but it was close enough to like October where we didn't really have to keep it running.
Right.
So we suffered through, pushed through the winter without the AC unit. We just got it fixed, had them replaced. We were done with the Band-Aid stage. We had to go full on and replace the two units. And now every day I come home and he has the units off.
Oh.
And I'm about ready to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just hot, it's humid.
Yeah.
So if you come in from outside, the temperature inside the house might be cooler than it is outside, but it's also more humid.
Yeah.
And when I come in from outside, I need to feel that it's a cooler temperature, not just see it on the thermostat. I need to feel it.
Right.
So we had a little talk this weekend about why we just shelled out all this money for this new AC unit if we're not going to use it.
Yeah, that's insane. I know that yesterday when I called after hours to my leasing office with this plea because they didn't answer my electronically written request.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it is 82 degrees in my apartment and my thermostat is set at 72. So if you're going to tell me that nothing is wrong with this, then we're going to have a real issue. I just need you to get this fixed.
Exactly.
And I felt so bad because I guess the messages for emergency maintenance go directly to one of the maintenance guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that came yesterday, he's an older guy, older-ish. He's not got the best English speaking skills.
Okay.
His Spanish accent is really, really thick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't pick up on much of anything that he says.
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday I picked up on one word and that was overcharged. And I was not, and I realized I was so frustrated and so just hot and mad. I was not nice to that guy.
I hate that.
I wasn't rude, but I was like, I've put in so many requests and nobody here seems to care that my air conditioning is constantly running. I can't afford that.
Right.
Like, do something.
Yeah.
And then he just looked at me and he smiled. He said, yeah, overcharged. And I was like, okay, you know, I wish that I could go back and either do it differently or at least apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about maybe finding him driving around in a little golf cart today and just saying, look, I'm sorry, I was kind of rude. But then I wonder if he would even really understand what I was saying.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't.
So I'm just going to let it go.
And I bet you weren't as rude as you think you were.
I was just honest.
Yeah.
I was honest with my frustration. I didn't blame it on him. I wasn't like, you people are idiots or whatever. I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't understand what it's going to take to get this fixed.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, they say that living in an apartment and renting is better because somebody else will always fix your stuff. But
when it doesn't get fixed, that doesn't help you.
You're kind of in trouble.
Oh.
So I'm sort of over it already. I'm really over it.
That's all kinds of no good.
Yeah. And so on top of that, I get home at night after, my 14-hour day, and I'm walking in sweating, and all I want to do when I get home at 8 o'clock at night is just sit down for a minute comfortably, do nothing, stare at the ceiling fan going in circles, if that's what I feel like doing,
right,
and then just unwind and take a shower, be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even do that right now, but I'm almost done. I think I'm about to start week 6 with most of my kids that I'm teaching in the pool right now. Some of them, it's week 5. I had to cancel lessons this past Thursday and Friday because somebody pooped in the pool.
Oh, no.
It wasn't one of my kids. Thank God. We've already had a vomiting episode that caused them to have to shut it down for a few minutes. But this episode was 2 days worth of shutdown.
Oh, wow.
And I felt good. Because I was messing with my GoPro when they found the poop in the pool. I couldn't get it to work right, so I hadn't gotten anybody in with me yet.
Oh,
it was
that's
just
good.
Me in the poopy pool.
Mm-hmm.
Which I felt, I know that chances are none of it got to me.
Right.
And I'm fine, but still.
I know you in the back of your head.
Like you need to bathe in bleach or something.
Yeah.
And I was just thankful I hadn't gotten any kids in. Because how do you explain that? When the lifeguard comes over and he's like, sorry, but we got to shut down the pool because there's poop in it. And the kid's spitting out water. So thank goodness that didn't happen.
Oh.
And I think there's also a new development since I last saw you.
Okay.
My sister Samantha wants to become an instructor.
No way.
Yeah, she does.
Oh.
So I think that's really cool.
That is cool.
She's set up. A training is not cheap.
No, not
so
at all.
So she's also set up a GoFundMe.
Oh, okay.
So you can go donate.
Yeah, I will.
It's GoFundMe.com/Samantha Pacheco ISR.
All right.
So
yeah,
let's make it happen. She deserves it.
Yeah.
Or she needs it. I should say she needs it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I want to do whatever I can to make it work for her.
Definitely.
So that she too can teach our youth how to save their own lives.
Yep. Yep. Super important.
I think so. And speaking of teachers and teaching.
Yes.
Yesterday was National Teacher Appreciation Day.
And this week is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, it's a whole week?
It is a whole week.
Oh, I only knew about the day.
You know, every day of the year, there's some
kind of like drug prevention week.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So in the schools, they do a full week.
Oh.
So most of the schools do, they try to do something. There's usually a theme. Mm-hmm. The PTA or whoever's in charge of Teacher Appreciation Week comes up with a theme. And then they do something different every day.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are both at schools that have a lot of parental involvement.
Right.
So our schools go all out. And I don't have any issue with that at all. I have another story that we'll get to later. But being a teacher, it has to be one of the hardest jobs. And you are so severely underpaid. Mm-hmm. So one little week of teacher appreciation, I have no issues with.
That's good.
Here's my issue.
Oh, God.
I'd like to move Teacher Appreciation Week.
It's a little earlier in the year, maybe?
Yeah. Could we do it maybe right after spring break or the first week of April? I kind of feel like our teachers may be getting the shaft putting it at the beginning of May. Because, again, there are a million things going on in May.
Well, why not just make it a no-brainer and make it the first week of school?
I think people don't understand. They're not there yet.
You suck up to the teacher. The better gift you give or the better card or the better whatever means you're the favorite student that year.
There may be something to that.
Right?
But I'm not sure parents truly. I think over the summer, they forget. And they're just happy to pass their kid back off to the teacher.
Yeah.
I think towards the end of the school year, when they're starting to gear up and they start to remember how long the summer is, spending the whole summer with your kid or trying to figure out where you're going to put your kid all summer, I think that's when you really, really start to appreciate your teachers again.
Okay. Or maybe it's even a decade after you graduate high school.
Well, I think that's when you personally start to remember, appreciate your own teacher.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, as a student,
yeah.
I think that's when you begin to appreciate all of the lessons and the things that your teachers did for you. We've been really fortunate that we've had really, really great teachers. I'm talking from preschool all the way through Sydney. My oldest is in fourth grade this year. We've had fantastic teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's little things like today. So Jude's school does something little every day. So today they did the little snack, and then tomorrow is a card, and then Wednesday is a flower, and Thursday mm-hmm. is a drink, and then Friday I think is a sweet treat.
Okay.
And then the big kids, they're doing a summer theme this year.
Oh.
This year. So today they wore something summery. Tomorrow they send a card. Wednesday is flower. Thursday, I think, is also drink. And then Friday is whatever your teacher's favorite is.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, so we've decorated all of the doors in the school. So yesterday afternoon, I went up to the school and decorated Sydney's teacher's door with
right.
the summer theme. And then the PTA brings in lunch, and we're doing like these giveaways and just a bunch of fun stuff. And again, it's awesome. Teachers totally deserve it. But I need it to be in April when we don't also have a school field trip next week. And then an Austin school field trip the week after that.
Fun.
And end of year performances. And it's just testing is next week. Yeah. I think there's just too many other things going on. And I think the teachers get the shaft because it's lumped in with everything else.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that.
So if we can just move it,
I think
early April,
you are in the PTA and you have the power to move teacher appreciation things at your school.
Except,
so do it.
But it's a nationwide thing.
It doesn't matter. Go against the grain.
I think I can just do it over at my school and say,
"Hey, standard.
We're going to move it to April."
Set the standard. Be the start of change for the better.
There you go. It starts with one.
Look at me being so positive with your negativity. I'm kidding. So since I obviously am not in school anymore, thanks to my 4-year associate's degree that I've got at some point in my life, but I took the time to sit down and type out a letter to my teachers.
Okay.
It's very specific.
Okay.
I hope that most of them are still alive because I remember a lot of my teachers being pretty old, and the younger ones, I'll talk to in my letter, but.
Okay.
I just wrote this. It's pretty long. Hope you're ready.
I'm ready.
Dear all the teachers who have ever taught me, yesterday was National Teacher Appreciation Day, and I feel like it's time to express my gratitude for all you've done for me. I was always very lucky with the teachers I was placed with, except for my kindergarten teacher. She was really not nice, and that was part of the reason why I would chase my mom's car down the street when she tried to drop me off. I hope that lady retired because she wasn't good at her job. At least not in my opinion. Thank you to the PE teacher from when I was in kindergarten for punishing me for running under the parachute when it wasn't my turn. It was honestly an accident. I wasn't being a jerk rule breaker on purpose. You gave me anxiety that would stick with me for years, thus ruining my passion for PE and making me a fat kid. Thanks for that, gym teacher. I especially want to say thank you to all of my teachers from K through fourth grade who somehow got me from being the slow kid in class who had to be pulled out for a special reading help to becoming the winner of the third and fourth grade spelling bee. I know it wasn't easy, but you did it. And for those efforts, I can now brag about being the third and fourth grade spelling bee champion for the rest of my life. I might even put it on my tombstone, except that I want to be cremated. So I won't have one of those. I'll write it into my obituary.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you to my middle school teacher who told me on the reg that she thought my dad was hot. This gave me confidence in myself for some reason. I wouldn't have had that if she'd kept her feelings about my hot dad to herself. So thanks for that.
Also inappropriate.
Thank you to all of the teachers at my home school. Well, I didn't go there. I took a bus to a big career development school.
Okay.
Who would let me into the building of the school when my peepaw would forget to pick me up. It happened many times, and had it not been for those teachers, I might still be there waiting in the driveway of that school. Thank you. I know this is long, but I have a lot to say.
Okay.
Thank you to all of the teachers who tolerated me coming in and sitting in their classrooms before I joined the Asian club. I had no friends and nowhere to go. I rode the bus, and we would get there super early most days. With no one to go and no one to talk to, I became friends with my teachers, at least in my mind, and I felt like less of a loser when I would hide out in your classrooms instead of sitting alone in the student center. So thank you. There are probably many teachers and incidents that I'm forgetting, but this is getting long. So I'll wrap it up by saying a big blanket thank you to all the teachers who ever taught me. May all of you who deserve it be blessed every day of the year. Not just on Teacher Appreciation Day. Amen.
And to those of you who don't deserve it, this letter's not for you.
Exactly. I mean, I think I make that point pretty clear, right? It was very specific. So if any of the people who know that I was their student were mentioned in that letter, then thanks.
They know who they are.
And if not, then I still thank you. You just didn't really make that poignant, huge memory in my brain that I want to talk about. So that kind of sums up my school career. I didn't include my college people or anything like that, but those are the ones that I remember. And obviously, I let things go very easily.
Yes.
Clearly, because I still remember getting the paddle in kindergarten when I ran under the stupid parachute when it wasn't my turn.
You got the paddle for running underneath the parachute?
They made us line up, like everybody that broke the rule. And it wasn't even me just deciding I wasn't going to do what I was supposed to. I honestly thought it was my turn to run under there.
Wow.
And so they lined us up and gave us a little spank on the butt with the paddle.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Why? They needed to teach us discipline and minding the rules. So I guess that was how they did it, was beat it into us.
That blows me away.
But that was the only time, I think that's the only time I can remember ever actually getting in trouble for something, was in kindergarten.
That is crazy.
So there you go. Oh, I remember this one PE teacher, Miss Hobbs. I'll never forget her name. She's older. She's probably like in her late 50s, early 60s. And it was the weirdest thing to me, because she was a PE teacher, but she let her nails grow.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that they would curve.
Ooh, yuck.
And so she never actually did anything physical. She was just one of our PE teachers that would yell at us. And I think she actually held the paddle when I got spanked for running under the parachute. But I'll never forget that lady's nails. And just wondering to myself, like, what is her purpose in the gym? Like, she can't do anything. She can't throw a ball. She can't do a push-up. She can't do any of the things that she wants us to do. So why do I have to do it for her?
Wow.
It was so gross. That's so gross.
I have the heebies just thinking about that.
I don't know how anybody can function with that. But anyway.
Gross.
So did you have anything for Teacher Appreciation Day week?
Nothing other than I just would like to move it.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure. Maybe you also prepared a heartfelt letter.
I did not prepare a heartfelt letter. I did have a lot of really great teachers.
We don't want to talk about the
great ones. No, I mean, I don't want to go back and rehash all of them, but I really do have a great appreciation for teachers and what they do every day. It's funny because, so last week, they did a pancake breakfast where the class prepares pancakes, and the whole activity is designed to help prepare them for the STAR test.
Right.
So they have to follow the instructions. Mm-hmm. They have to, you know, put everything in order. They have to make sure they have enough money to purchase the ingredients. They have to do everything on their own. The parents are there just to make sure they don't burn themselves. That's our whole, we're not allowed to help or give
That's
any.
That's good.
And the chaos I literally was there 2 hours and left exhausted. I felt like I needed to go home and take a nap. Just mentally draining.
Well, kids in fire or heat is going to be a mess.
Well, and not even just that part. They're trying to, so that you have a team of 4 or 5 kids. Each kid is in charge of
whatever
one
step.
Little thing.
Right.
And they're all trying to, they're learning to work together and trying to delegate, but some kids don't. Everybody thinks they know what they're doing best. Mm-hmm. And just, I know what it's like when it's just my 3 kids and I can't get one of them to be quiet for 30 seconds so I can finish a sentence. Imagine that times 25.
No, I don't want to imagine that.
There's not enough money in the world. There's no way I could ever be a teacher. I'm blown away literally every day when I go to pick up my kids and I get out of the car and I'm surrounded by people who are half my size. You're constantly outnumbered.
It's a lot to handle.
Those people are saints.
And this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're a mom, so happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to me.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Mother's Day. I get the whole, we're appreciating you and we want to give you a day to honor you and do all these special things for you. But I have a theory. If your kids are under the age of 10, I think the best Mother's Day present is to be left alone.
Yeah.
I just want a day to myself.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't have to cook. I don't have to get anybody a snack.
Right.
I don't have to negotiate between who gets to play with the Wii and who gets to watch Dan TDM and who gets to pick which episode of.
Right. So many little things add up, especially with three kids.
Yeah.
There's three kids worth of so many little things that add up that it makes life impossible to enjoy a lot of times, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there are times when it is fantastic and everybody's happy and they're all funny and everybody's in a great mood. But the bad moods they permeate. Mm-hmm. And so one kid has a meltdown and then the next one is either mad because that kid is mad or
right.
mad at them. And then it becomes this whole everybody is stressed and unhappy and angry. And I would just love... The thing is, people will recommend, you should take some time and get away. You should go take yourself to a movie or go get a pedicure. But it's my house.
Yeah.
And I want to be in it sometimes.
They need to leave.
And yes.
Yeah.
Take the kids. Have dad or grandparents or whoever. Take the kids away from the house.
Okay, let's be honest.
Yes.
You would prefer that dad took them because you have to kind of babysit your husband a lot too.
Well, I want him to not be there also.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Have
absolutely.
Dad take the kids.
Yes.
So that you have the house completely to yourself.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. And I want to be able to do whatever if I want to eat ice cream, if I want to take a nap, if I want to binge four episodes of The Handmaid's Tale, mm-hmm. I want to do whatever I want to do in my house alone.
Naked.
Well, that wasn't on my list.
Oh, well, in my head it is.
Maybe.
That's what I would do if I had kids and a house and a husband. I'd want to be naked. I would tell them, pick them up after school on Friday and don't come home until Sunday at noon.
Whenever
checkout time is.
Probably too long.
No, it's not.
I think most moms would settle for 5 or 6 hours of just... quiet. Because here's the thing, you do start to miss them. There's this weird, like, you want them to go away
and then
when they're
gone,
you want them to come back. So I think a whole weekend is just for Mother's Day maybe too long.
That's not a whole weekend. That's like 36 hours.
Friday to Sunday, maybe. That's a long
Friday
time.
After school, 24.
It's okay. About 24
hours. I can't do the math. But I'm just saying, in my head, if I had everything that you have going on, mm-hmm. absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That is true.
So miss them for a little bit. And then when they get home and they're complete little turds who can't agree with who's going to take whose luggage back or whatever they're going to fight about, then it's not going to seem so bad.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see a 24 hour for sure.
Yeah.
So my husband is planning some... grand experience for Mother's Day, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. He is really, really good about trying to plan
right.
fun things and cool things. And
thoughtful?
He is very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
So he has something planned, but really, I would rather him just take the kids and leave me alone with my computer and my Netflix.
Yeah, and your ice cream.
Yes.
And your nakedness.
Always goes back to the naked.
We've decided to give my mother an experience also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an all weekend thing,
mm-hmm.
but it is something that required me to rent a car.
Okay.
Because there's more people going to this experience than we have room for in our mm-hmm. vehicle. And my mom, I think that the suspense might drive her crazy.
Oh, no.
Because she's not a person that
enjoys surprises.
No, she wants to know everything that's going on. Whether it's with you, whether it's with the neighbors, whether mm-hmm. everything that's going on. So I'm curious to see how she handles the next few days,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we have something planned, but not really knowing what it is.
Oh.
I told her take a Xanax because it requires about a 90-mile drive.
Oh, wow.
My mom is not one that does good in the car.
Oh, no.
So she's a really horrible backseat driver,
mm-hmm.
and she's also a really horrible driver, in my opinion, mm-hmm. in my sister's opinion. So there's really no winning going in the vehicle with my mother. So that should be interesting. But hopefully she at least appreciates the rental car and hopefully it goes well.
I think when your kids are older, that's when you want the experience spending the day with them. When they're out doing their own thing and you don't have that interaction with them all the time, that's when you want to spend the day with your kids and you want to.
Right.
But right now, when your kids are young and they constantly need something from you the entire time they're with you, you just need a break.
Well, I hope that you get a little bit of a break this weekend.
Fingers crossed.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Shannon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.